It's the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons, by the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another sleepy edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. It was a late night for those of us east of the Mississippi River. It was a pretty nice night if you were out in, I don't know, Lundy's time zone, the Mountain West time zone, which quite frankly is my favorite time zone of the American time zone. So hopefully the coffee is coursing through the veins. You know, Lundy has already had roughly a gallon, but that's every single day of his life. So yeah, there it is right there. That doesn't matter if he's sleepy or not. He just injects it in his veins. He snorts it. He butt chugs it. He does it in a variety of ways. That's how much he enjoys the God's juice that is the coffee from Central America. All right, let's go ahead and hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus, Lundy. Plus odds is a requirement. Plus 100 odds or greater. Could be in the college gridiron. Could be the NFL. I'll allow you to pick your poison. So drink it up, my friend. What do you like? And I see you're looking at some college cash. What is
it? I am looking at some college cash, my friend. And by the way, nice little hat tip to whoever, you know, thousands of years ago was like, you know what? I bet you we could take these beans and just put some water in them and it'd be pretty good. And then they take a sip and all of a sudden they're bouncing off the walls or off the trees or whatever it was when they were inventing it. Yes, Brad, let's go to the college gridiron and let's go to we got the Battle of the Hawkeye State. We've got Iowa and Iowa State. We've also got Ole Miss and Kentucky. Folks, these are two alt lines that I am playing with this one. First and foremost, the spread in the Iowa-Iowa State game. The Iowa State Cyclones are actually favored by 3.5. So I'm giving an extra 4 points to Iowa with this one. I'm going to take an alt line here. I think this game is going to be close. And so I'm going to give the opportunity for this rivalry game to stay tight. Let's keep it within a touchdown. So again, taking Iowa instead of +3.5, I'm bumping them up to +7.5. Just keep it within that magical touchdown mark. And then what I'm doing with Kentucky and Ole Miss favored by 9.5. And so I'm bumping this one up again. I just need somehow for the Wildcats to be able to keep this one within 2 touchdowns. I think that is highly likely to happen in that matchup against the Rebels. And so we take that SEC matchup, alt line it 2+14.5. So again, I need a touchdown game between Iowa and Iowa State. I need a 2-touchdown game to happen between Kentucky and Ole Miss. If that happens, it's +111. That's right. Aces are wild. +111 over at DraftKings.
Oh, I love it, man. Due for Tim Couch, University of Kentucky on that +14.5, and I'm with you. The Cy-Hawk is always a war. That will be a single possession game. Either side of the ledger it goes, whether with the Cyclones or the Hawkeyes. All right, let's roll the damn dice. Give me the CMC Football Factory, and I pray that he is going to be in uniform. Otherwise, it's going to be voided. Doesn't matter anyway, but assuming that he is going to be A-OK, gets through practice with flying colors on a Friday. Tom Pelissero has already said that it's a little bit overblown. Don't worry, folks. Don't be skittish. You know, it's all precautionary. Should be available on Sunday. But we've seen this story written before. And then we had the bilateral Achilles tendonitis, and he was gone for the majority of the season. Yeah, your number one overall fantasy pick unplugged in the 11th hour last year, but I don't think it's going to be the case this time around. And we're seeing market shifts based on the news. That's why I'm getting this prop at plus money, and I'll take advantage. Again, clacking a clack, rolling the dice on Christian McCaffrey on the over 4.5 receptions, taking on the Seattle Seahawks up there, the Starbucks City. Speaking of coffee, that being Seattle, Washington. I love this at +110. Betalytics, our buddies there, Rachel Kryshak's got a projected for 4.8 receptions. So she sees this as a favorable buy, especially at plus money. Seattle, according to Pro Football Focus, the 24th best linebacker unit in the National Football League. So subpar matchups on their end, which means supreme matchups on CMC's as a pass catcher. Remember 2 years ago when he was fully operational, 21.8 routes per game. He had the most route run in terms of a per snap basis, 70.2% of the time he trotted out on a pass route. He averaged 8.4 yards per catch. He went over 10 times, including the playoffs that season, on 4.5 receptions. Look, I'm nervous. I'm not going to lie to you about this one, but I am a gambler, and I am somebody that always chases the river on, you know, the flush, whatever it may be in poker. So put all together, Christian McCaffrey, give me the over. 4.5 receptions plus 110. Bank that at Caesars Sportsbook. With those bets on the board, it's time to get after it with the week one edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, Numero Cinco here on the Fade Five Countdown. Let's giddy up with the Indianapolis Colts and Jonathan Taylor. This line has moved. It's actually come down. Open at 18.5. I still like the over on that. It's down to 17.5. Love it even more on rush attempts against the Flippers, not-so-fighting Flippers of Miami, and maybe already a dead man walking there, Mike McDaniel. Minus 125 if you grab this. A little heavier juice, but I ain't scared. They're at ESPN Bet. Taylor is going to be the consummate Clydesdale like he was last season. He was numero uno, an opportunity share among NFL running backs last year at 88.4%. He averaged 21.5 rush attempts per game, 10 of 14 contests. He hit the over on 17.5 rush attempts. Miami's defensive line, yes, should be above average. According to Pro Football Focus, they are the 11th best defensive front entering the regular season. They were middle of the pack, though, in rush EPAD last year. And number 14, you got Daniel Jones under center. You know what they're going to do? It's going to be left, right, up the middle. Jonathan Taylor again. I also feel the Colts are going to win this game. I took them in one of my survivor pools this week. Ooh, you want to talk about risk-taking? That's your boy. But I'm going to saddle up and hopefully giddy up with Jonathan Taylor on the over 17.5 rush attempts against the Miami Dolphins. Minus 125 at ESPN Bet. Lundy, fade or follow?
Well, I have some shares of Jonathan Taylor. Yes. So I really would like to come out of the gate hot, because I'm one of those people, Brad, that in one of my leagues, I have AJ Brown.
Oh, apologies. Condolences already.
Yeah. So if I'm going to sit around and do this and a couple of these, when it comes to AJ Brown, then I really need Jonathan Taylor to come through for me. I think they're going to keep giving him the rock in your survivor pool. I'm sorry for your elimination.
Oh,
you're getting eliminated.
Really?
In a week. Yeah. The moment I saw what the Colts were doing at the quarterback position, I could not take Miami plus two fast enough. So I think you're in deep trouble with your survivor pool, but nobody cares about your fantasy team. Lundy, Brad, move along.
You know what? I'm going to win and survive in my survivor pool, and I'll be damned if Jonathan Taylor doesn't get driven into the ground.
Number four.
All right, numero cuatro here on the Fade Five Countdown. Let's get some plus money on the board. Yes. Let's go to was a very murky backfield in the nation's capital. A lot of people spent exorbitant fantasy capital in their drafts on Jacory Kroski Merritt, a.k.a. Bill. I absolutely love that he goes by Bill. That's tremendous. I have no idea where that came from. But anyway, I know Austin Eckler is going to be involved. I understand Austin Eckler is tops on the supposed depth chart. But C-Rod, you brought up Kentucky. He's a product of that fine institution. Chris Rodriguez, don't sleep too hard on him. I think he goes for at least 30 rush yards against the G-Men at plus 120. At ESPN Bet. Why am I high on Chris Rodriguez? Well, I understand it's all about sample size, Evans. But last year, among running backs with at least 35 rush attempts, he was top five in yards after contact per attempt and posted the highest missed tackle rate at 40% on a per touch basis of any running back in the National Football League. You look as well. The Giants, yes, they have a formidable front, projected to be a top six defensive line. They'll do a good job, but this is a really low threshold for him to cross. I think he's got to get around, 10, maybe 11 rush attempts in this game. Obviously, Dan Quinn said he's going to be the primary short yardage guy, also the primary goal line option as well. So there is a little bit of flexy, sexy appeal for you drunkards out there that play in extremely deep leagues like Lundy and I with multiple flex positions. But I think Chris Rodriguez, for the shallow league masses, will be grabbed en masse here in short order once week one wraps. So numero cuatro on the countdown, Chris Rodriguez, a.k.a. C-Rod, 30-plus rush yards against the New York Giants, plus 120 at ESPN Bet. Lundy, fade or follow?
So this is one that I would fade, and it's not because I don't think that C-Rod could wind up being the guy. It has more to do with the fact that week one in the NFL, like if I go back and look at last year's spreadsheet, Brad, as an example, the spreadsheets that you and I keep, they are posted on social media. Brad and I are 10,000% transparent in the bets that we make and all of that. If you recall, at least for me, last year I got absolutely blitzkrieged in week one. And it was because I was taking some chances on things like this, where I was like, you know what? I think this guy's going to be the guy to emerge, or I think this guy's going to wind up with some extra catches, or things like that. And if I remember correctly, I think I came pretty close to even by the end of the NFL season, but I was down something like 16 units the first weekend. These are the kind of bets that wind up putting me down in week one. So the only reason I'm going to fade on this, because I do think he can wind up being the guy that can get these kind of yards. However, I'm gun shy because of last year. I probably want to see a little bit of the actual game plan on the field in the regular season before I decide whether I'm going to jump on somebody like this for an alt line on rush totals.
Down units, you say? You know what I say to that? Bring on the kamikaze!
Number three.
All right, numero tres here, the Fade 5 countdown. Let's go to Lundy's neck of the woods. A former member of the L.A. Chargers, now a member of the Mile High Ponies, that being the Denver Broncos. J.K. Dobbins. I'm going to take him in the anytime touchdown market against the Tennessee Titans. And look at that sexy, juicy. I rolled the shoulders. He gets seduced by that juice at plus 160. Grab this at ESPN Bet. Everywhere else I've seen it, it's anywhere between a 30 to 15 cent difference. So ESPN Bet, extraordinary odds on this prop. And I'm, optimistic it's going to come through and fatten my wallet come weekend's end. You look at Tennessee, they give up 22 total touchdowns last season. 22, folks, to the running back position. They were just number 24 in rush EPAD. They have improved with some of the key signings and draft picks and everything else, putting some stock and trying to better their performance in the trenches, according to Pro Football Focus, middle of the pack, number 14 ranked defensive line entering the NFL regular season. Dobbins wasn't a slouch on a per-touch basis for Harbaugh last year. He was top 25 in yards after contact per attempt and total missed tackles force. And two, he was number 22 in total red zone touches, and he only played 13 games. Now, I know R.J. Harvey is going to get a few touches in this game, but he's a rookie. I think Sean Payton is really going to lean on his veteran. And if they are knocking at the door of splashing six, where's the ball going to go in the belly of one J.K. Dobbins? And J.K. in this instance doesn't stand for just kidding. So give me Dobbins. Anytime touchdown plus 160 at ESPN Bet. Lundy, bury the bias, but fade or follow.
Well, I already did the in the motion if folks were paying attention in the lower corner of their screen. Yes, take this one. I think that they want to make sure that they look. I know everybody's high on R.J. Harvey, and I understand why. He's got a lot of talent. But remember, they brought in J.K. Dobbins anyway, which means they need to use this guy. They got to find ways to get it done. I could see this happening. Hopefully, Bo Nix doesn't use his legs, Brad, to vulture a short yardage touchdown away from you, because we obviously know that Bo is capable of doing that because he did it last season. He can use those legs. He's a sneaky good runner. But The same way that I've been telling you guys that I immediately jumped on the Evan Engram receiving yards prop, I'm with Brad on the idea here of an anytime touchdown again, because I think Sean Payton wants to establish his new toys on offense.
Oh, kumbaya, Verlundy and I. And by the way, we are hand in hand on multiple ventures at thegamingjuice.com. Go there right now, you jackals. It's 100% free across the board, at least for now. Lundy is always free, always transparent, always public. Spreadsheet lives there. So does mine. And my God, has your boy cranked out a plethora of content this week. It has been an endless faucet, just a fire hose, really, attacking week one across sports betting and, of course, fantasy football. My fantasy football flames, now 20 years in the business, at quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end, is live on the site. My top props for week one is also live on the site. You can see all of our Fade 5 episodes live on the site. Even the college football forecast, my friends, Matt Fortuna, Ben Wittenstein, Nate Jacobson, getting you prepared in a multi-voice piece with five different categories they are covering with nothing but bets. That's live on the site, so you can get it all. You can ask me a question, and I'll get back to you as well. Go to thegamingjuice.com and sign up for a free account. So click converse, and what's the last thing? Oh, yeah, cash, .. maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here with the Fade 5 Countdown. I like shiny new objects, especially the precious metal variety. And I'm going to go with the Green Bay Packers rookie, Matthew Golden. And I think he's going to shower down some meaningful numbers. I'll see what I did there.
I got to interrupt you here for a second. Folks, I want you to understand, all of our fans, the people that have been a part of this podcast for years, I want you guys to know something, because it has come up in our fantasy drafts. It has come up in our conversations off air and certainly here on the podcast itself. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce you to Brad's new David Montgomery.
Oh, yeah, I think that's fair.
You've gone from mandatory Montgomery to mandatory Matthew.
Matthew, yeah.
I just want it, before you get into the stats, before you break it down, I think it's important that we go ahead and explain to everybody the fact that you have, I mean, we're talking boing, man crush on this dude. Please proceed.
Yes, I'm heavily invested. I have way too many shares in him across fantasy. Yes, that is entirely true. We are open book. We are entirely transparent here on the Fade 5 podcast. I like Matthew Golden. I don't like to admit that because he's a member of the Green Bay Packers. As a Bears fan, I am violating my inner fandom because of that. But in fantasy and in betting, it doesn't matter. We're here to make some buckaroos and collect some dubs. And I think Matthew Golden is going to help in that regard in week one. Give me the over, numero dos here on the countdown on the rookie speedster out of the University of Texas at 48.5 receiving yards at a -115 juice there at BetMGM. Again, folks, Jaden Reed is going to try to gut out playing through a painful Jones fracture. Godspeed to him, and Godspeed to anybody who remotely trusts him at all this week. Dontavian Wicks, also reportedly banged up. Romeo Doubs at times have been banged up in August. Really the only healthy weapons have really established a rapport and a chemistry in the days leading up to week one are Matthew Golden, Josh Jacobs to a certain extent, and Tucker Kraft, the tight end. That's about it. Golden's got 4.29 40-yard wheels. The guy's got separation skills galore. I know Detroit enters the NFL regular season with a top 10 projected secondary. They were number 6 last season in dropback EPAD. But if he gets any piece of Terry and Arnold, he is going to tee off. Why? Arnold was 114th, folks. 114th in pass coverage grade, as tracked by Pro Football Focus in the year of our fantasy lords, 2024. So I think Golden's got to have at least a couple of chunk gains in this one. And he's going to push this over the top. I actually bet as well in the alt market at +157 for him to get to 60 yards. I broke out the step ladder. So I think Golden's got to have a splashy opener to begin his maybe fruitful NFL career. So numeros on that countdown, hopefully collecting some gold bars. Matthew Golden over 48 and a half receiving yards at a minus 115 juice at BetMGM, taking on the Lions. Lundy, fair to follow.
We know how good Detroit's defense is, but you still got to throw the ball to somebody. You go back and look at last season, for example, the two matchups that the Packers had. You're talking about the first matchup, which happened last year in week, I think it was either 9 or 10. Jaden Reed goes for a buck 13, but you saw somebody like Christian Watson that was below this at 37 yards, but you know the opportunity is there. Then you fast forward to them playing in week 14, and you saw Christian Watson go for a buck 14, and then you saw Dontavian Wicks go for 49. So it would seem to me, if you're looking at the over-under at 48 and a half for Matthew Golden, if he comes in and plays that option role, a secondary, you don't need him to blow up. We don't need him to get to the century mark here to be able to get to Brad's number of 48 and a half. So I think this is an easy matchup. I think it's a soft line. I think that as the season goes along, yes, I know it's Brad's man crush, but at the same time, I do think he's going to live up to why Brad is so high on him. So I think that by the time we get to week two, by the time we get to week three, we're going to start to see this number creep up and maybe start to be in the low 50s, mid 50s, if he sees a target share that makes sense. Yes, the Detroit defense is that good, but it's still a divisional matchup. And Green Bay still got to find guys to be able to get the ball to. And if you can take advantage of the matchups in the secondary, then Green Bay should see some success, and so should Matthew Golden. And then we're never going to hear the freaking end of it on this podcast.
Oh, Matthew Golden, just deliver, and please don't break my heart.
Number one.
All right, numero uno here on the Fade 5 Countdown. You talk about man crushes. Honestly, he's the ultimate man crush. Why? I'm always getting down with my boy, Chase Brown. From what fine institution? Oh, that's right, the ILL. I got a big game this weekend against the Duke Blue Devils on the road. Oh, boy, I'm going to be crapping my pants probably at the end of that one, and hopefully we'll be in delight, and I'm going to be celebrating raising a tequila or three in victory, and also hopefully going to be celebrating my number one play here in week one. And I found this prop. I actually have Chase Brown full game at 70 plus rush yards. I grabbed it earlier in the week at DraftKings, the plus 105. That was dumb value. It's now minus money, by the way, in that alt market. So I was looking around. I'm like, okay, I got to find some a little bit lighter juice that is entirely doable tied to my guy. And here it is. Chase Brown, 15 plus first quarter rush yards against the Cleveland Browns, minus 104 at DraftKings Sportsbook. Absolutely love and adore this one. Head over heels on it for all the appropriate reasons. You look at last year, Chase Brown in first quarter play averaged 5.2 yards per carry. Oh, and 17.1 rush yards per game. All I need is 15 to cash. And he absolutely torched the Cleveland Browns in the first quarter. Last time he faced them, he had 49 rushing yards in that effort late in the season. Of course, Chase Brown, a guy that can really pile up the numbers this year because he is going to be the main man. He's the unquestioned main guy in that backfield. Probably going to see 80-85% of the opportunity share. Sure, Cleveland ranks number 7 in their defensive line ranks entering regular season at Pro Football Focus. They were middling, though, number 16 in rush EPAD last year. Brown, decent in some of the advanced metrics as well. He was number 20 in yards after contact per attempt in 2024. He was also number 14 in total missed tackles for. So he's got to get heavy volume. He's got to see nothing but light fronts. He only saw 8 or more men in the box last year, Lundy, 18.3% of the time. So you pulled all together, getting down with my dude, Chase Brown, at number one, 15-plus first quarter rush yards in C-Town at a minus 104 at DraftKings. In the battle for Ohio, Lundy. Fair to follow.
I like this one because you found a way to be able to do a little bit on smaller juice side, as you said at the start. So minus 104 at DK for him to get it done in the first quarter, establish yourself on the ground as good as, and if you've been paying attention to these offseason episodes, when Brad and I kicked back in here during the preseason, you know how high he is on the overall totals for Joe Burrow. But we also know that they cannot put everything on Joe Cool's shoulders. They got to be able to get it done on the ground as well, and Chase Brown has to be a big part of that. So yeah, whip up some nice Belgian waffles, Brad, and pour that syrup out, because I do think that your boy will get to his 15 first quarter rushing yards. And again, the Battle of Ohio should be a good one.
Oh, it's going to be, oh, so delicious. What are some lip-smacking additional bets? Well, it's bonus time, bonus time, Lundy. Whether in NFL week number one or maybe college football or elsewhere in the sports betting universe. I know you're big into the ping-pong action because you live in Colorado and the handles on that sport are astronomical and blows me away every time I see the data that turns out. I just demand more bets. So, good sir, serve up. Myself and our audience.
Well, I think we can obviously have some fun with the NFL over the course of the weekend. You will be enjoying, of course. Well, I will be enjoying. Probably nobody else will be enjoying it because it's one of those games that you just go, meh. But I will say this. Give me a very simple two-leg parlay for the Denver Broncos game against the Tennessee Titans coming up on Sunday. As we were just talking about, we expect some things out of J.K. Dobbins. I've already told you some things that I expect out of Evan Engram, but I made a really simple three-leg parlay on this game. Let me start off with the Broncos on the money line, nice and easy. Let me take the total up and then play the under on 49.5. Again, I think we're talking about the best defense in the NFL with the Broncos, and I think that the Titans are going to struggle, especially with their rookie quarterback under center, with guys bearing down on him like Nick Benito, the new $100 million man here in Denver. And then I'm going to add in Cortland Sutton, and all I need out of court is 40 yards receiving. Denver on the money line, under 49.5. And again, that's an alt total for you. And then 40 yards receiving for Cortland Sutton. Brad, you put that together over at DraftKings, you're going to pay yourself a very nice plus 138. Ooh. On that very simple three-legger, which also means, like I said, if for some reason you're nervous about the total, which I wouldn't be, but if you are, you could even bump that total up a little bit, and you likely will still stay in positive territory. Mo props getting posted up there. I already told you I'm on Miami because Indianapolis is, I don't know what the hell they're doing, which is just confusing as all get out. All right. Let me go to baseball because Brad doesn't like to go to baseball, and I like to satisfy those of you that like the wood. Sorry, I just had to pause for a second and let you enjoy that one. First and foremost, do you know who absolutely owns Kevin Gausman? Aaron Judge. Okay.
Wow.
So okay. When we talk about Aaron Judge, you can get him right now over at BetMGM at plus 210 for a home run. If you want to play that one, you can. He has had a total of 45 at-bats against him and 6 long balls. And of the 43 home runs that Aaron Judge has hit this season, 31 of them have come against righties. So let's just go ahead and assume that he's going to continue to abuse Gausman as they are in the Bronx tonight taking on those Toronto Blue Jays. So I am going to sprinkle something on a home run for him. I had a boost on a home run bet that I'm going to take advantage of there. And again, BetMGM's got it at plus 210. But Brad, if you would like to simplify your life when it comes to Aaron Judge and you want to take advantage of the history that he has against Gausman, follow me on this one. Give me Aaron Judge for a hit and give me Aaron Judge for a walk. And in 58 plate appearances, he has 10 free bags. Wow. Against him. And by the way, last night against Houston, as they wrapped up that series against the Astros, Judge went 0 for 2 with 3 free bases. So let's say he gets walked one more time. We know that that can happen, especially if there's some people on base and they're like, well, screw it. Let's just put him on and not worry about it. Just a hit. Doesn't matter. It could just be a single. I don't need him to hit it over the wall. One hit, one walk, plus 138, which I think is hilarious because here I was doing two different same game parlays for you on the pod, and they both have identical odds at plus 138. I don't know exactly how that happened, but it is something a little bit odd that you can take with you and run with until, you know, you cash some tickets, unlike AJ Brown. And anyway, I'm sorry. I'm kind of hung up on that one because what a shitty way to start your first fantasy football week when AJ Brown just like I was going to put him on a milk carton I didn't know where he went. I didn't know what was going on. I thought maybe the weather delay was of his doing because he wanted to go into the locker room and yell at Jalen Hurts and tell him to throw it. Like, I just thought maybe that was actually the whole reason that everything wound up happening the way that it did. Plenty more props and a lot of college football stuff that I have written down in my notepad here, but will get added to the spreadsheet. But for now, I will yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
Brown, that version of Brown will certainly make you frown. All right, let's get our Team Huevos parlay play locked in, and let's sip on some caipirinhas down in Brazil, shall we? Under the primetime lights, I'm not going to give any background. I'm just going to read this thing off. Give me the LA Chargers plus 13.5 on the alt line. Give me Isaiah Pacheco, 2+ catches, and give me Mr. Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, trimmed down 25+ yards. That's it. So again, Chargers plus 13.5, Pacheco 2+ catches, Kelce 25+ receiving yards, plus 112. They're at DraftKings Sportsbook elsewhere. Bonus time, bonus time. Let's give you some more action down in Sao Paulo. X going to give it to you, man. Xavier Worthy, I always love betting on rush yards for him. And right now, you can grab the over on 4.5 rush yards at DraftKings at plus 104, please, and thank you. He did that a dozen times last season, including the action in the playoffs. Averaged 6.1 rush yards per game last season, including one game he actually had 5 rush yards against the LA Chargers. This game's going to be war of attrition. I think he's going to get a carry, maybe even 2. And again, some of those backward passes, we saw it last time with Will Shipley. Originally, it was scored as a run, or no, as a reception, and then it was rescored as a run. And that actually pushed the over on his rush yards prop as a result. So I could get similar action on some of the jet sweeps, the backwards passes, the direct handoffs. I think Xavier Worthy cashes the over on 4.5 rush yards, again at plus 104. Elsewhere, week one of the NFL that I love, revenge game! Jacoby Myers over 50.5 receiving yards against the New England Patriots at minus 115. I'm also going to live in the land down under on Breece Hall. 45.5 rush yards against arguably the best defensive line in the NFL and the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Braylon Allen is going to eat into his opportunity share. And last and certainly not least, Tank Bigsby. I'm starting him at a couple of flexy, sexy spots in fantasy. I think he finds the end zone, which you can bet at plus 145 at BetMGM. I also think he's going to hit the alt threshold of 50 or more rush yards. At ESPN Bet, it's plus 115 on that, taking on the Hello Kitties of Charlotte, that being the Carolina Panthers. They only had one direction to go, but they were historically funny bad last year. They were dead last in rush EPAD. So there you have it. Oh, and I'll throw one college cash. Bet on my Illini. I'm laying the 3. I'm tired of everybody taking the damn Dukies. The Dukies, baby. Yeah, I'm not talking to you, Dick Vitale. This ain't basketball. It's all the grass and the gridiron. Illinois covering on Saturday early in the morning. And I also like Oklahoma laying the 5.5 in the marquee matchup of the weekend. Boomer Sooner against the Michigan Wolverines. Lundy's laughing at me because he's fading me on both of those.
I'm laughing at you because all OU does, one of my best friends here in Denver is a Sooner, and all OU does is let him down, Brad. So I'm not
they're due.
They're due. Famous last words of a D-gen, the same one that walks up to the roulette wheel. You know, Red hasn't hit in a while. It's due. Whatever.
Well, yeah, listen, when you have a gallon of tequila, that tends to course through the cerebral cortex, and it's a great idea at the time, much like betting on OU.
If you had a gallon of tequila, you would be laying across the felt of the roulette table. Okay, you'd just be like laying. People would be stacking chips on your ass. Like, you would be passed out drooling.
I have an advanced degree in the drinking arts from the University of Illinois, my friend, as you well know, and have been in my presence. So I will leave it at that. All right, I am out of breath. So is Lundy. We're out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor, would you kindly drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, fade or follow us on the X or the Twitter. Lundy at Nate Lundy, myself at Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com. Check out all the awesome content and our free spreadsheet picks. Good luck in college football this weekend. Good luck in week one, betting and in a fantasy world as well. Until Monday, we'll be back for our Monday Night Football picks. And bear down, baby, take it on the Minnesota Vikings. I'm Brad Evans. He's a handsome Nathaniel Lundy. Until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you. ILL!